Because just asking you to turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 9, you already know what I'm going to talk about.
Oh,
the fellow who was born blind.
Oh, ja, til han som var føddur blindur.
You heard it again and again.
Til han hørsøvna aftur og aftur.
But,
men,
I don't care that you have heard it again and again.
You see,
I'm passionately in love with Christ. And I desperately believe that you cannot be bored by hearing the same story again.
You see, that's
how the lovers
are.
Because I believe that the Word of God can always be a fresh and anew. So please read these first 11 verses in the 9th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Johannes kapitel 9, de første 11 versene. Ta og han nu for langur, så han mann og var føtter blindur. Lærersvannar hans har spurt og han ta, Rabbi, hvor hefur synda, hesen eller foreldre hans har, sier han skulle være føtter blindur? Jesus svarar, hvorki han eller foreldre hans har, hefa synda? Nei, hetta var så fyrir at versk Guds kan være åpenbæra av honum. Jeg må gjøre versk hans har, som hefur sendt meg, så langt som dæver natten kjemur, da jeg ikke kan arbeide. Så langt som jeg i heimen, i Elias heimsins. Så han hadde sagt, spurte han av hjørnet, gjør det dæts av spurten hun, og smurte dæts av ei hans her. Og han sier vi han, færes det og vasket her, og i Siloms hile. Silom utlagt senter. Han foretas det og vasket seg og kom atter suttjande. Så hadde grannene vi og de som overhøyde være våne suttje han som bittere. Hette ikke han, og jeg satt og bittere. Som sagt, det han, men andre sagt, nei, han løyde til honom. Selv om jeg sier han, det jeg. Da sagt det vi han, hvordan var jeg eget til å lade den opp? Han svarer jeg, maveren som kalles Jesus, gjør det dag, og smurte til å eget munnet og sier vi med, fær til Siloam og vaska der. For jeg så forrest det og vaska jeg mer, fikk jeg sjånene.
What a story.
A
story that says that Jesus was passing by.
And handing to see that Jesus come from me.
This is in the first verse. The new theology known as a process theology says that God has abandoned world.
Process sayer that God has
abandoned left.
Yeah. God hevur verna leðan af sig sjálvan.
He is not present anymore.
At God ikki her longur.
Because he has given his son to the mankind.
Til hann hevur givið son sinn fyri mennesknum.
He has given his love to the mankind.
Og hann hevur givið mennesknum kærleikan.
And the man have refused to accept it.
Og mennesknum hevur ikki móttu.
Again and again and again.
Aftur og aftur og aftur.
So he has just turned away and left the world to run its own course.
So God to vent verin bæti og hann ferðu burstur og mennesja má klára sig sjálv.
Not so according to what I read here.
Man tey sjá sjá við lesa her Johannes kapítil 9.
Because it says Jesus is passing by. God is present in this world.
To the seer that Jesus kom fram við, God hann í sinn heim.
We cannot be deceived. God is present and is moving in this world.
Og við mósin leðan eg kan vitla okkum. Tøy er gott, han til stær og han aktiv í sinn heim.
Now that is the first thing that I want to make it clear.
Og tæta fyrsta sem eg er greitt við það.
And then when you look into this story, it's amazing, isn't it?
Og tað lesur sig sjálvan, so er hon undrar verð, er ikki tað?
There is a man who was born blind.
A man var fæddur blindur.
That is something we none of us can identify.
Og þeir kannski nægja sem ongjna okkur verið kan identisera sig við.
He doesn't know what light is.
Han veit ekki hvað ljós er.
He doesn't know what a human face looks like.
Og han veit ekki hvað andlit ser út.
Stop and think for a moment. His world is only the imagination. What he hears from people, the voices that he hears, and then he processes and imagines. That's his world. And he lives in that world. And he hears things and stories people are telling him. And then comes Christ. Now, you are a wonderful people. You like to invite guests to your homes. And I tell you that not because I'm foreigner and I would like to pat you on the back. But truly, you are very friendly people. So I have been in many homes of yours. First time I came 30 years ago, you used to come and knock on my door. Drag me out of the bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and said, "Hick, Nicholas, let's go and talk." You used to sit around the coffee at midnight and talk, the only place in the world. Talking all night long. I was chronically under sleep. But I loved it. Because this was Pharaoh's. It has changed. I wish you keep that tradition. But I was in many homes of yours and I have seen many things in your homes and many paintings that you
have.
Oh, I have seen paintings of Christ sitting with the disciples. You like that painting. I saw it in many homes of yours. I have seen Christ as a shepherd. I have seen a painting of the footsteps of Christ in the sand. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I have never seen in any of your homes, nor anywhere in the world, a painting of Christ spitting on the ground. And yet it is here. He stood before the blind man, cleared his throat, and spit on the ground. Remarkable. What it is all about. You have to get into the blind man's mind. And when you get into his mind 2,000 years ago, then this little story of Christ spitting on the ground would show you a tremendous new perspective.
So for hända servan om det som Jesus gjorde, det han spurte att göra, det är fullkomliga nutja, det är nytt perspektiv.
It will show you what kind of majestic God Jesus Christ is. I don't care about the rise of Islam. I don't care about the rise of consumerism and materialism. I don't care about the indifference of the old lady Europe concerning religion. Because I have a story to declare about the majesty of person of Jesus Christ. And that makes the whole situation different. Because a blind man in his world 2,000 years ago was hearing stories from people, and they would tell him, "You know, if you ever get so lucky in life that you meet the king, the king might do to you something.
So kan det være at kongen får gjøre noe mot deg.
As a gesture of sympathy.
Tror han har samkjensle med deg.
As making you a friend subject.
Og til at du blir hans vinner.
He will put his two fingers into his mouth.
Og han får stinka sine båda fingrar inn i sin munn.
Like this.
Såleis.
And place it on your head.
Og kajra det og høtte.
He will take his saliva, which is the saliva of the king, and would put it on your forehead, making you a special subject. Oh, but that luck happens only to a very few.
Men så heldig er bare noen få.
And now he stands here, the blind man.
No center has blind the Maverin here.
And there is somebody he has never heard of. But he can see in his imagination there is a somebody in front of him who is clearing his throat.
Og han hugsar sér og han ser hann fyrir sér som fyrir stilla sér en mann som stendur fram fyrir hún og haskar.
And the connections start running in his mind.
Og han byrjar að hugsa hvað hann er som gong fyrir sér.
He is clearing his throat.
Han stendur sér og haskar.
And then he hears a spitting on the ground.
Så høyrir hann at onkur spytur á hjörna.
And then he feels something wet is being placed on his dead eyes.
Och så mäster han att ett eller annat som är vått med det korsta han säger det ju äger.
That no king ever dared to do.
Det här är ingen konger nägren till torr att görs.
Oh, I can take my saliva and put on the subject and make him my good subject and declared it so.
Och jag kan täga mig slev och köra panna så en och säga att det här är min vinner och säga det allmänt.
But to put my saliva on dead eyes.
Men a kaira muslev a dei eio.
No king dare to do it.
Ta thirdi onjun konkur ejera.
And yet it happened to this blind man and the connections start running.
Ta vart hesum hendi og hesum hei byrja a skilja kvað er sum konkur fyrir sig.
And then the order came.
Sjöna sem koma bóginna.
Go and wash it.
Fær nú og vaska þær.
Wash it. You're already seeing it. And there is the majesty of Christ revealed to you.
Well, here's such a bit store like a Christian, sir.
He knows your mind. He penetrated in the mind of the blind man, knowing the stories that were in his mind. And he operated in his mind within the context of his inner world. Christ knows you.
Christus kjenner tykkum.
You remember how I started? The process theology is dead wrong. God is present in this world.
Process theology in their full cornerscribe, good air activities.
And that God knows each and one of us. You hurting? You're lonely. You're in conflict. You're torn with guilt. There is a virus that is eating you. There is a tempest in your mind.
You are
out of balance. You are possessed by things that owns you.
Think ayokum.
May you are binging secretly when nobody looks at you. Or maybe you're even in a higher level of forgetfulness through drugs or whatever. Your wife doesn't know. Your children don't know. Your friends cannot detect it. You are totally alone in that what is tearing you apart. Wrong.
Skift.
God knows you.
Gud kjenner det.
Christ knows you.
Kristus kjenner det.
He knows what you're going through.
Han vet hva du fester gjøkken.
Just like he knew the inner working of the mind of this blind man.
Akkur som han kjente inna som hugsanen er kjøy som blinda mannen.
And he gave him the miracle.
Og han gav honom undre.
It can be given to you too.
Det kan eisen være givet her.
You know the story.
Det kjenner søvende.
There are conflicts, there are wrong people, everybody's wrong.
Og det konflikter og det skyfolk og alt færre.
So I will cut the story once again.
Så vi stittar søvn after.
If I was in Cuba, I wouldn't.
Om vi var i Cuba så er jeg helt ja.
But you're from a Christian background.
Men de kommer fra en kristne background.
So I will end this story in verse 35.
Så la mig enda søvn i 35. versen.
Because it says there in original Greek language.
Så jeg ufrunna malen sier det såles i 35. versen.
That Jesus went out to search, to find the blind man.
Här sender Jesus för ut att leta efter, för att finna den blinda mannen.
When you find someone,
no, ta att finna någon.
It means that you went out to look for him.
So my name is David here to först ut att leta efter honom.
In your Pharisees is that they met.
We first go and see it at their hittest.
That is why it's good sometimes to look the original. Because it says when he found him.
We don't
know how he went out to look for him. Did he walk down the street and says, "Hey, where is this blind fellow yesterday?" Doesn't really matter. God is looking for you.
God leiter efter dig.
He's not absent.
Han är inte borttagen.
He knows you.
Han känner dig.
And he is searching for you.
Och han leiter efter dig.
And he will find you.
Och han får finna dig.
If you give a chance.
Om du ger honom möjligheten.
And then you too will do whatever what this blind man has done.
Och så för du äsna att uppleva och göra det som hans mannen upplevde och gjorde.
You too will fall on your knees.
Och tid för äsna att falla ner och täcka knä.
And worship the Son of God.
Och tillbeja.
The Redeemer,
Felsangen,
and the Lord. May God bless His word.
May God signa sitt ord.
Amen.
Thank you.